Welcome, everybody. March 13th, last week of Pisces. Whoa! And we've been talking the last few weeks about how all this Pisces energy, and especially this window of time between the new moon and the full moon that we just went through, is an evolutionary period, a period of time where we're moving into anchoring in the new frequencies of the world that we all want to co-create. And that's really the tone of what we're moving into. So Pisces is the experience of merging with the divine, the merging with oneness. It's the 12th house. It's the last sign, which also means time to let go. And this is the last week of letting go of all those old belief systems, limiting belief systems, 3D attachments, so to speak. We've been talking about how we're moving up the different dimensional frequencies, the dimensional doorways, into becoming a fourth dimensional planet and beyond. So this last week of Pisces is a good time to allow ourselves, yes, to merge into Yogi Bhajan, smiling and nodding his head. He's here. Okay. Thank you, sir. I'm receiving instructions. He was suggested earlier, and I actually that I remind everybody and let everybody know that these are Tuesday transmissions, and that he's here, and that Kundalini Yoga and the energies that we work with, moving into the crystalline frequencies, are a transmission. So as we do our meditations and gather together, he's just suggesting that everybody deep breathe and kind of go into a relaxed state, could be called a meditative state of mind. And he's saying that then everyone will be able to more deeply receive the transmissions that are being sent through the ascension frequencies. Okay, thank you, sir. Okay, he's like, okay, now proceed. Okay, so it's wonderful to have the master work with us, and it's wonderful to be guided. And that's really about what we're doing right now with this last week of Pisces, the surrender, the 12th house, the surrender to guidance from the divine, the guidance from source. And we're so lucky to have Yogi Bhajan as working with us as our link to what guidance with source, by source, through source, and into the infinite looks like and means. Because without a guide, it's just too overwhelming to go from regular, ordinary 3D, so to speak, ego consciousness to that leap into the divine. So we have that link. We have that link up and the link from ordinary, regular 3D consciousness that we're exposed to linking up with the infinite, or that which allows us to connect with source, with the divine, and bring that frequency back down, and that's the Shakti activation, back down into our bodies and back onto the earth, which this whole process of the Aquarian Age is all about, as we know. And during this time, since we talked about the evolutionary window, the Pisces evolutionary window, we had a very, very significant event that is a wonderful example that's anchoring in one of the ways that we as a planet are evolving. And it has to do with the YouTube video that was put on YouTube called Kony 2012, which probably everyone has seen, and if you haven't, be sure to watch it, about stopping a person that's been capturing children and making them his army. and I won't go into details. You can watch the details on the movie. But in a period of about a week, 56 million people watched that movie. And this is a total example of planetary consciousness change, how we as individuals are choosing to align with what we want the planet to be. And the voices of millions of people are saying across the planet, and the intentions and just thought forms of people watching that alone, even if they don't send for their little kid and put posters up all over the place, are saying that this is intolerable. We do not want this behavior on this planet. We want that person stopped. So it's totally a pivotal evolutionary moment that we're not just watching the news on TV, CNN, or whatever it is, and feeling helpless and powerless and feeling bad about what we're seeing, about all the wars that are being shown and wishing we could stop them. This is an action taken by an individual who's declaring, intending, and commanding, saying that this will be stopped. So it's a YouTube video that went viral, which is such a beautiful example of how the planet is evolving out of the power over first three chakras, authority outside of us, to everybody taking their own, people being able to take their own authority. And then those ways that we as a collective want the planet to change, no, the way to change the planetary consciousness is by changing the consciousness of the planet together and aligning with what we do want. So it has begun, and life is speeding up, and it can feel like kind of a bumpy ride, because as it's like an iceberg breaking up. So this person that's portrayed in this video has been involved in these activities for over 20 years, but during this Pisces time is the time when it's come to light. So just as an iceberg is breaking up and melting and crashing into the sea, so 3D is actually breaking up. Those patterns of abuse are coming to light, whether it's how children are being treated or all the resignations for people in charge of the financial situations and arrests and all kinds of things like that. So there's a lot of tremors, kind of earthquake tremors. So yes, it can be a very, I don't know the word that comes through, treacherous time, actually. So it is a good time to be connected with our guidance. And even though we may feel the impact of the emotional release that's happening on the planet at this time, or needs to happen, and we're going to feel the ramifications of that, it's just a good time to keep connected to our guides and focus on our morning meditations, and that will carry us across. Carry us across the world ocean that's now being maybe flooded with chunks of floating ice till more of 3D melts. So we're just at this pivotal beginning time, leading us to this beautiful new space we're anchoring in. So even our intentions and our thoughts, watching the Coney 2012 movie and remembering what our feelings are and what we believe in, and knowing that so many people want what's good, what protects the children, what is, so to speak, loving, what is of a higher love frequency than the abuse, really goes along well with what we've been talking about, which is our four steps we've been talking about the last couple of weeks, about go within, connecting and heal the inner self, which has to do with connecting with our own divinity, our own energies of compassion, co-creation, our own power. So until we go within, we're not going to be able to feel where our own power is and to experience our own power, even if it's just the power to watch that YouTube video, and then to align with the reality of how we want the planet to be. So even the thought forms that we align with are really important at this time, which activates our divine blueprint, which activates our own divinity, which reconnects us with the divine, which is what this whole Pisces period has been about, and which leads to destiny activation and then co-creating the world that we want to live in. So those are the four steps we've been talking about, and now we're seeing them as a collective. Collective unconscious to collective consciousness is the path that is starting to emerge at this time. We're just at the very beginnings of the emergence of this whole new way of being and way of seeing the world. So we've got Mercury has entered Aries, and it's connected with Uranus. So that is like through our minds we can initiate new ideas, and they're ideas that can chunk off big, melt big pieces of ice, like we saw with this movie. So Uranus, as we know, is the planet of sudden changes. So when we get these planets all coming together, it is a fairly radical change. It's not just a slow change. It can be a change can happen very, very quickly, like within, you know, 1 week, 56 million people viewing that video. So it's a fairly radical change, bringing up transparency, radical honesty, release from karma, and bringing up things that have been long hidden secrets, which this has been. It can be a sudden exposure, and it can bring up a brilliance of new ideas and sudden adjustments. So this is a very bumpy time, but it's a bumpy time like something emerging through the ice, through the glaze of ice that's covered us for a long period of time. So we will be definitely turning quickly during this time to remove and replace that which is kept us locked into the limitations of 3D consciousness, and to release that which has created so much insecurity and on the planet, and to move into something that can make people feel more secure to be connected with the Mother. We want Mother Earth to be a safe place for everyone, and of course, a safe place for our children. And we are moving into this time, which can be a time of great, really feeling our freedom. And where is our freedom? Our freedom is really connecting with the infinite, really connecting with the divine within us, really connecting with Source. So if we look at 3D, we're limited by, okay, we may have to work or pay these bills or do this or do that, all these responsibilities. But our real freedom is when we can, in our consciousness, connect with that which takes us beyond our identification with that which limits us in 3D. And remembering that consciousness is power. And it's not, again, power over. Like, I think we've kind of thought of in 3D that power, sometimes it's negative connotations, like power is bad. But again, once we go within our first step and experience a different kind of power, we know that consciousness is power. And what are we pulling through when we get connected with our consciousness? We're pulling through all of our nine dimensions. We have access to more choices, to more frequencies, to more ways of being that expand us and expand those around us. So now we're actually in line, in tune with the divine, and we can jump on that train to divinity, and not be limited by what may have appeared to be 3D limitations. So this is the big Pisces transition that we're going to, jumping on the divine train to the infinite. I kind of like that. So this Pisces month and next week we're moving into spring equinox in Aries, but this last week, it's really a time to connect with the divine feminine, Pisces being that union with the oneness, again, the 12th house. This is really goddess energy. It's that kindness. It's that compassion. Pisces are generally very patient people, so if you're ever around the Pisces, they tend to not let too many things bother them. So, again, this is like releasing our attachments from 3D, like that what's normally been external stimulation that may have felt you restricted or bound down, when you can move within into that connection with that feeling of Pisces, that flow, that glow, your inner goddess, now you can act from that place, and that place of that consciousness is your power, and you're acting from that different place within your inner power, your inner power of your consciousness. And consciousness is expansion. So when you're moving and acting from that place of power, the power of expansion, now you have the ability to change yourself and change the world around you. And now you're riding that divine train to the infinite. So we're, as a collective, the undercurrent of that which has been unconscious is actually now coming to the surface to be seen, so we can reconstruct our lives and the lives of the people on the planet around us in new waves, with new waves, yeah, with new social norms, that which seems normal. They actually had a little piece on 60 Minutes the other night, if anybody saw it, about this person. This is on YouTube too, called Khan Academy, how he's revolutionizing the educational system. And his mantra, I'm going to say mantra, his mantra is something about free education to everybody on the whole planet. And he breaks different subjects down into different modules on little YouTube videos. He started by helping one of his family members, I think it was his cousin, who was having problems with math. And it's gone into this whole huge, I guess movement would be a word, or way of learning, where the students can watch these little modules and they can play them as many times as possible, and then he helps them work through the problems so they can go at their own pace, and he breaks things down to make them really simple to learn. So that's another example of how we're changing the social norms so that what we're doing on the planet becomes more individualized, so that each person can feel more powerful, each person can have access to consciousness, basically. The power of consciousness is basically what is happening as we break out of 3D and out into the Aquarian age. So we're growing new personal realities, and we're growing this out of a heartfelt compassion, out of a unity consciousness, this Pisces consciousness, the unity consciousness, and it's for everybody on the planet, and it's for Gaia herself. So with this last week of Pisces and this goddess energy, and when Gaia herself is just starting to, awaken into spring, it's a good time to really feel that connection with Gaia, with Mother Earth, and to feel the consciousness of the goddess coming up through us during this time, and initiating that frequency within our own beings, and reclaiming the power of a goddess to create a world where the goddess is not ignored and abused and paved over and just used for exploitation. So it's a good time to release the feelings of abuse if you have, if anything comes up personally or collectively. So we also have Mars in Chiron during the whole month. And Mars and Chiron oppose each other while squaring the moon's axis. So what does this mean? This means, again, Chiron's the wounded healer. It's where we need healing. And Mars is that energy to move forward. So with the two examples I just gave, those are two examples of Mars and Chiron. And the moon, of course, is the feminine, the goddess energy. So how we move forward to heal our orientation of how we see the world, how we act in the world, has to do with acting with connection with the goddess, with the divine feminine, with Gaia, with Mother Earth. So we can no longer separate ourselves from that which supports and sustains us, but now we allow that to flow through us and act with that. And this, with this, we can set the intention of healing past wounds with ourselves and with the planet. And these past wounds that have resulted from just being disconnected, basically, from aggressive self-assertion at the expense of Gaia, at the expense of the children, at the expense of innocence, at the expense of those that could not defend themselves, or Gaia herself. So this is a time of birthing the new selves as well as new societies, and it's good during this time to remember that the new reality is coming out of our, again, the connection with our inner selves, our inner generosity, our inner kindness, our divine qualities, and our understanding of each other. And with that Mars and Chiron opposing, squaring the moon's axis, the understanding of the pain of others, being able to feel what the unconsciousness, what pain the unconsciousness has caused Mother Earth and caused others, being able to feel others' pain is a really pivotal piece to this consciousness transformation. So with this willingness and this opportunity, we can let go and move into what is going to uplift the greater good of all and what's going to release us from these lack and limitations and know that there's a way to make things better for everyone. So this has really been a wonderful month, even though it's been a little difficult in a lot of ways. And we want to, as we talk about consciousness as power, the new kind of power, not power over, but shared power and sharing power with the divine. So the divine wants to share power with us. Yogi Bhajan wants to share consciousness, the power of consciousness with us in this moment and in all moments. He's nodding and smiling and saying, yes, yes. He so wants to share with us. And remembering that the path of the Kundalini is, as the Kundalini awakens from the center of the earth, and we've talked about this quite a bit, that is awakening or bringing forth or transforming us into these crystalline beings. It's the crystalline frequencies. It's the transmission of the crystalline frequencies. And so that is us moving into becoming our souls shining like beautiful diamonds, like beautiful crystals, just shining with purity and innocence and love. And the yogic path for these steps of consciousness, we want to remember that we move into, from our soul, we want to move into the experience of bhakti, which has to do with releasing the negative mind from limiting attachments, or so to speak, another way to say that is ego attachments. So we are basically, bhakti means devotion. So what are we devoting ourselves to? We're devoting ourselves to the consciousness of the divine, to higher laws, to universal qualities of love, peace, forgiveness. So during this time, it's really beautiful to experience as much bhakti as possible, the power of bhakti, the power of devotion. Again, this releases us from 3D, or the limiting patterns of our unconscious. So during this Pisces time, it's about releasing the unconscious limitations of the mind to that which can take us to the divine. So that's bhakti. And then once we move into bhakti, negative mind, release of the negative mind, then we move into shakti, which could be related to the positive mind, and that's when our energy starts to free up, our shakti, the energy in our body, our kundalini starts to move in our body in a different way. So we feel more of a resonance or correlation or energetically aligned with our shakti. Our shakti, our kundalini awakens in our body. We're literally on a cellular level vibrating with the devotion of bhakti, with the frequency of bhakti through our chanting, through our meditations, through our connections with each other, through our thoughts, awakens our shakti. That's the positive mind. And that's where we move into doing our Amar Das Guru meditation that Yogi Bhajan gave us last week and our other practices. And then from shakti, the next step is Raj Yoga. And Raj is when we move into that experience of consciousness. Raj means king, where we're able to control our inner self to the point that we radiate our divinity, and then others come to us and come to us for guidance. We move into a leadership position, and Yogi Bhajan used to say that he wanted our presence to work. It's not what we do, it's our transmission, it's our frequency. People know when you move into that frequency of a Raj Yogi. And then So we know that Guru Ram Dass was a Raj Yogi. He was on the throne. He was the throne. So we look to Guru Ram Dass for that frequency. So if you ever have moments where something inside you or something outside of you makes you feel powerless, then you can just chant to Guru Ram Dass. You can put on a Guru Ram Dass chant and ask to feel that power. That power of being a Raj Yogi and align with that frequency. So Guru Ram Dass is the access point for that. And then after that, we have Sahej. And that's where, once you move into crystallizing your own inner frequency or your own inner power, the pair of opposites, the dance of Leela, the polarities, become something that you can watch as a dance, not something that pulls you one way and then the other way, like the play of the senses. So we want to really connect the play of the senses with consciousness, which becomes balanced and in a place where we're not pulled around by it at the third eye. So the play of consciousness, the power of consciousness and the play of the senses becomes balanced at the third eye. And when that happens, we have Sahej Yoga. So this is the state of flow, and this is what we've also been learning during this time of Pisces. Pisces is the flow of the water, the flow of the mother, the flow of the goddess. So this is the place where we can flow from divine consciousness and enjoy the senses and enjoy the earth, but we know we're flowing with it. We're not controlled by it or taken down by it or moved around by it. So then we're able to move into Gyan, and that's wisdom. That's the state of wisdom or the state of knowledge. And this, the pivotal piece about this, which is what we're releasing during this Pisces time, is that's where the subconscious patterns, past patterns, are not clouding our thinking or our actions. So this is a great time to just notice what subconscious patterns come up in us, and also notice the difference when we're moving into a more clear state of mind, a more wise state of mind, an ability to act with wisdom, an ability to act with gyan, and one becomes a gyan yogi, being able to act with wisdom, and that's when the negative, positive, and neutral minds are all in balance and in that flow that we just talked about a minute ago, that flow with the infinite consciousness. And after that, we move into karma yoga, which basically means that the karma yogi says all actions are done to serve consciousness, done to serve the greater good. So it's how we do things, whatever we're doing. We're not making a distinction between this is good and this is bad. We're just doing what needs to be done with a state of, again, a state of devotion, which is our bhakti, which is where we begin. Now we come back through the infinite circle. We're back into bhakti, and we're back. Then we move full circle from karma into dharma, and that's where we become crystallized with the consciousness of the kundalini. We become crystallized beings. So that's a little bit about the path that we're going through during this time and the effect of consciousness and the effect of waking up the power of the subconscious to be freed up so we can use our power as consciousness and not have it be locked or locked away. So we're really using what they always talk about, more of our brain. We're using our whole brain power to really move into that place where we're moving in tune with the goddess, in tune with the mother, in tune with these higher frequencies that are flooding our time, flooding us at this time. So go ahead and just deep breathe. Go ahead and deep breathe and feel your feelings, feel your feet, and just take a moment to kind of feel your body, feel your connection with the earth, wiggle your toes, feel your Shakti tingling in your body. So we're going to go into our long, deep breathing in our body. There you go. Inhaling up from the earth. Good. Lifting up on your, pulling the roots, light root, lifting up on the diaphragm, rolling the shoulders up and back. Good, good. Feeling your Shakti. Excellent. So focus on your breath, and then we're just going to go into our meditation that Yogi Bhajan gave us last week, our Adas Bayi meditation.